From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Norman reporting. British Prime Minister David Cameron reached a deal with all 27 fellow European Union leaders late Friday to keep Britain in the EU with a special status.
Britain will be permanently out of ever closer union, never part of a European superstate. There will be tough new restrictions on access to our welfare system for EU migrants. No more something for nothing. Britain will never join the euro, and we've secured vital protections for our economy.
Cameron said he will present the deal to his cabinet today, first step in what will be a long and tough campaign to convince British voters that the country should remain in the EU. Question will be put to a referendum in June, and so far voters appear to be evenly split. Uganda's main opposition leader, Kizza Besigye, was arrested for a second time in 2 days Friday, as election results showed him running a distant second in the presidential poll to incumbent Yoweri Museveni. Besigye's Forum for Democratic Party, the Change Party, was trying to hold a news conference to talk about alleged election fraud by authorities when the arrest happened. U.S. warplanes attacked an Islamic State training camp in western Libya near the border with Tunisia, hitting their main target and killing dozens of terrorist recruits. Defense officials in Washington said the airstrikes likely killed a senior figure in the Islamic State group. U.S. and Russia have launched a series of talks on brokering a ceasefire in Syria after failing to make Friday's scheduled deadline for a pause in fighting. Officials from the two countries sat down for talks in Geneva to try to find a way for a long-term deal to end hostilities. This is VOA News. United Nations is warning that Yemen is on the brink of a humanitarian catastrophe. It's urging donors to give generously to the $1.8 billion appeal it launched to provide critical and life-saving assistance to 13.6 million people, more than half of the country's population. We get the story now from Lisa Schlein in Geneva.
The United Nations reports more than 6,000 civilians have been killed and well over 3,000 wounded since the Saudi-led coalition began its bombing campaign against the Houthi rebels at the end of March. The UN says more than 2.5 million people have been forced to flee their homes and are internally displaced because of the conflict, and that 21 million need humanitarian support. Despite the situation, the UN Humanitarian Coordinator for Yemen, Jamie McGoldrick, says Yemen has become a forgotten crisis.
I don't think it's helpful to compare crisis for crisis, but I would say that Yemen is as difficult and as dangerous, maybe not in terms of scale, but in terms of intensity.
Lisa Schlein for VOA News, Geneva.
South Korea says that North Korea has fired several artillery rounds near the disputed sea border between the two Koreas. Ministry said it was part of a North Korean military drill. As a precaution, however, the South has warned residents on a nearby island to be prepared to evacuate its shelters. The government has also urged fishing boats to return to their ports. Episode happened amid increased tensions between the two Koreas following the North's nuclear and missile test. U.S. Justice Department asking a judge to immediately order Apple to comply with a court order for the company to unlock an iPhone used by one of the alleged jihadist gunmen in last year's San Bernardino attack. In the motion filed Friday, prosecutors offered a sharp response to the public statement by Apple's chief, who said the software the FBI is seeking would effectively act as a so-called backdoor that could be used to weaken the iPhone's security measures. Apple strengthened encryption on its phones in 2014 amid increased public concern about digital privacy. President Obama paid respects to High Court Justice Antonin Scalia for as his body lies in state at the Supreme Court building here in Washington. Hours after reports of Scalia's death last Saturday, Mr. Obama honored the longest-serving justice with brief remarks saying Scalia influenced a generation of judges, lawyers, and students and profoundly shaped the legal landscape. Scalia was part of a conservative majority in the Supreme Court. At his death, has left the stage for a political showdown between President Obama, a Democrat, and the Republican-controlled U.S. Senate, which thinks the next president should fill the spot.
That's the latest world news from VOA.